So one of the great abilities is that last night I gave this same shiur, or parts of it, because we don't have as much time as we have with them. They seem to want to just learn Torah forever, and I almost missed my barbecue, so Baruch Hashem, I got to it. So this is a condensed version of it, but after I heard the questions afterwards, I redeveloped the shiur in a more condensed version to discuss the important question of what I want to call casual touching. You guys are waiters, and you know that's a part of your thing. You don't get to choose, probably. You have to serve women. You have to serve girls. And a lot of time in the heat of the moment, especially if it's popper night, you know what I'm saying? People are pushing and shoving, and accidentally they will touch you. And maybe when you're serving the tables, it's just inevitable that these type of things will happen. And furthermore, this comes up in the work world all the time with the famous handshake question and the famous question of going on buses and subways, and of course the new hack, going on planes and changing seats. So that's what I wanted to discuss. So we have to give a little bit of background, and the first background I want to start with is a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Asuri B and Perech Chavbeis tells us that Ein lecha davar b'chol haTorah kulo shu kasha. There's nothing in the Torah that's more difficult L'rov ha'am, for most people, l'froish elu min ha'arayas. It's amazing if I told you that this was a rabbi who wrote this today, Tavshin Ayin Tet, you would understand. The Rambam's writing is in his time, he says there's nothing more difficult than sexual immorality and trying to stay away from it. And listen to this. Amru Chachamim. B'shah shenitztovu Yisrael. When Hashem gave us, after Nasa Menishra, when He gave us all the stuff, Bachu v'kiblu mitzvahs. They cried when they found out what it is to keep Shomer Negiah and all those different things. Very difficult. V'amru chachamim. Gezel v'arayas. Nafsh shel adam. Misavilehem. The thing that we're misavah the most, that we desire the most, is money and girls. Money and arayas. How true is this? It's the Rambam writing this. V'ein ata moitzi kal. Don't tell me there's any community that doesn't have a story like this of priestess varayis. It's unbelievable. This is what's going on. And therefore, so what's the practical solution? You have to curtail your yetzer, your desires, bedav azeh. The hargilatzma bikedusha yisayir machshos taharas. You got to plan ahead. Don't watch bad movies. Don't listen to music that has explicit lishoinus in it, because it'll all lead to things that are bad. And chibul finishik is only the beginning of the obvious what it could lead to. This is the Rambam, and this makes sense when the Rambam writes this, because the Rambam has the most stark shita, the most difficult shita, because he says in Parshas Achrimos, which of course we read in Parshas Achrayas, but also read on Yom Kippur, at Mincha. The Parsha of the Arise, and now we understand why. Because this is the Yetzirah. Mincha time, Yom Kippur, we say, hey, wake up! Do tshuva for this! The Ish says the Pasuk, Al-Kosh Erev Yisaro, Lo Tikavu, Lekalot Erev Ani Hashem. A person is not allowed to uncover what is naked on a woman. And the Rambam codifies this in his halachos, in his Sefer HaMitzvos. As we know, how many mitzvos are there? 613. Anybody disagree?
Well,
614. 614. What'd you add? Ooh, interesting. What? That's not a mitzvah. That's number one, for sure. That's Gimel. The Gemara says 613, Yishkayah. But we all know, as smart Jews, number one, nobody can do 613 mitzvos. We know that. That's why we have a tzibur. Right, I can't be a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, women, men, adult all at the same time. Oh, maybe today you can't, but okay. But you can't. But we all know that there's really thousands of mitzvahs. There's a Kabbalah that we call it 613. And then there's a Sefer of mitzvahs to say which is 613, and everybody doesn't agree with each other. One example we just gave was Mrs. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says yes, the Rambam says no, but we always said the Rambam really says yes. Okay, whatever it might be. Yeah, the Smag and the Smak, v'chulu, v'chulu. But here in the Ramban, HaMitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, says the Rambam, is Shehu Yizareinu Mikiruv L'Achas Mikol Arayas Afilu Belobiyah. even without sexual relations with a woman, the Rambam counts this as an Issa Daraisa, Kigon, for example, Chibuv V'Nishuk. Hugging and kissing. Ve'adoy Milahem. That's called Znus. It's Asur, based on the Pasuk I just quoted, Ish Ish. As Kol B'Shei Risarol, Febbele Gold Erba. And this is an Isser Min HaTorah. Comes the Ramban on the Hasagas, which we know is right there in our edition of the Ramban, and it says, what? Because of Harav, a mitzvah, this is a mitzvah? He says, how can that be? He says, hey, oh, yeah, min ha-Torah, the Chum Henry Yisurim, Asura, who can, chatzi shir, it's a chatzi shir, I'm not, right, we have this concept of chatzi shir, it's a difficult thing to understand why the Ramban brings chatzi shir over here. But he says, if I just kiss a girl, it's what's called chatzi shir, it's not the real Isser. He says, in ki esem ze Isser midirabana. So that's machzav yalma, it's only Isser midirabana. Now, this is nafkamina, has no bearing, seemingly, for us. Because if it is derabanan, it still means you can't. But it's going to be important when we try to get to the heterim, which are, well, according to the Rambam, if it is a daraisa, maybe there's no situation, I don't care if she's your aunt or your first cousin, you can't touch her ever. Or she sticks her hand out to shake it, it can't ever touch her. And if you're on a plane, maybe you should get up and go move your seat, because it's very scary. The Shari Tshuva, I think, is Rabbeinu Yonah's Shari Tshuva, Avad Yosef quotes this, and others, is the strictest. And he says, Kol Kirub Asar Asar. He says, not only Chibuk V'Nishak, any Nagiyah, any touching is Asar Midaraisa. And he says the Chilik would be, the Sada Shava is like by a Nazir. The Pasuk says by a Nazir, what? He can't have grapes. Why can't he have grapes? Grapes have nothing to do with wine. It takes a long time to make it into wine. Come on. That's still Asr. Right? Imagine next year they say, well, this year we Asr'd all forms of alcohol on the campus of Masaira. No grape juice next year, also. You can't even have grapes here. I don't know. Right? The men will really be upset when they come for the weekend. It's not going to be. How does that make sense? But here's the interesting thing. When the Rambam codifies his halacha in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, Kol Habal Arayos. Derech Evarim, Ochibah B'Nishuk, anything that you do that sexually has a sexual connotation. Derech Taiva, what does Derech Taiva mean? I do it with desire. Bekir Vara, Halilokim and Atoris, and it's a Daraisa. The Ramban disagrees, but here's something very interesting you might have missed in this Ma'ramam, which is not what he says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Derech Taiva. Derech Taiva is obviously girl's wreck, is Derech Taiva. I'm even younger. Derech Taiva is, I'm with my girlfriend. Of course I'm doing a Derech Taiva. Even if it doesn't lead, this isn't like you do, I know for sure, I have a contract. Look, Rebbe, I have a contract with my girlfriend. There's no Bia ever. Only Chibuk V'Nishuk. Now, as long as it's Derech Taiva, it's awesome. It's awesome. And it's true that the Shulchan Aruch paskins this in Simon Chaf. Habal achas me'arayz min el-kol avarim v'shivik v'nishuk b'kir of basa harez eloke. Who is that? That's the Rambam. Quite obvious, not surprising. However, one of the commentaries right there on the Shulchan Aruch, the Cherkas Mechokek, the Brisker Rav there, was the Rav from Brisk, before there was a Brisker Rav. Zehu yudas ha-Rambam aval ha-Ramban nechalik im ha-Rambam she'en ha-Chiv Malkus rak ha-Ram mamish. Says this is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. Again, doesn't make a difference for Negiah purposes, but it's going to help us potentially a little bit later on in the program. Now, there is a very interesting and important machloikis when we discuss the following case. And you might think this case is crazy, but this has a lot to do with what we're discussing. Your wife is sick. Nebuchadnezzar. And your wife is a lucky woman. Because who did she marry? I married a doctor. Not a lawyer, an accountant, a doctor. So whenever I'm sick, I have a doctor. Says the famous Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Tzadik Hey in Yuridea. Because of Oyd Betruma Sadeshen, B'Shem Godel Echa, the Isha, who's Anida, your wife who's Anida, Choyla, she's sick. Her husband is a doctor, and she needs to check her pulse or her heart rate, Asur l'sham sheshes dafak. He's not allowed to check her heart. Unbelievable. There's no she'ein roi fezulaso asur. Even if there's no other doctor, right? You're in camp, right? If you don't go to the doctor here, there's no other doctors for quite some time. You got to go to Chattanooga Medical Center.
Walmart.
Find a doctor there for sure. So, new? So according to the Beis Yosef, how strict is he? That according to the Rambam, a husband is not allowed to take his wife's pulse, even in a situation of pikuach nefesh. He admits this is not what the Ramban holds, and he quotes the tshuva of the Ramban, who says that's only in a case where she can go to another doctor. She's just being cheap. My husband, the doctor. Who's better than my husband, the doctor? Go to another doctor. Stop it. Yeah. You want to say something? Good. Oh, so good. Perfect timing. Says the Ramban. V'mihu im chayla mesukan. V'ein sham rofim. Of course, for pekuach nefesh reasons, everybody's going to agree that what? That of course he's allowed. This pekuach nefesh are crazy. Implying that according to the Rambam, even pekuach nefesh, let him die. No, that's what it seems to say. Crazy. I get it, it's crazy. Trust me, there's a lot of Torah on this. I wish we could give a whole shiur on this. Yeah. We're not. You got a question for later on, shaking the hands? I promise we'll get to it, even if it's 11 o'clock at night. We're going to get to it. Don't worry, not camp time. So, you hit on it. This Beis Yosef seems crazy. And don't worry, you're not the only one. Says the Shach, of course, one of the commentators on the Shulchan Aruch Yoredei Siman, Kufnun Zayin, Siv Katan Yud. What? Mikol Makom, Mashma Da'afa Rambam, Loka Amar Ella. Kisha Asa Chibunushak, what? Derek Taiva, why don't you anybody say this? We saw the Rambam when he was talking about a Sefer HaMitzvos, but we said when he codifies that halacha, he says, Derek Taiva, where's the Taiva here? His wife is sick. Pekuach nefesh, maybe she's dying. He wants to see, she fell on the floor, but she has a pulse. I can't do anything, she's a nida. Why? Does that make sense as a shach? It can't be. There's no Derek Taiva over here. He's trying to save her life. Or even if not, you could say. They're very, very difficult, he says. Now, one could argue and get totally out of this if we're only discussing the idea of negiah with girls and things like that. This is talking about when your wife's anita is much more strict. Here's a woman that you love and you've been with all the time. Then all of a sudden we tell you, that's it. Sorry, you're off for the next 2 weeks. It's very difficult. And that's why we have more halachas. We don't have a halacha, for example, by a regular girl. That you can't pass things to her. Okay, Meir Sharm, they do believe that. Where I live in Ramat Beit Shemesh, you go into the supermarket, they'll put the money down and not pass it to you. But that's not a halacha. We're more strict when it comes to it. You're not allowed to eat the same, maybe even table, you have to have a hecker there, or on the same plate. For sure not. Why? Because she's not your girlfriend, she's your wife. And it's very difficult. Beds have to be separated, so on and so forth. So that's true. That maybe it'll be a little bit different. And the Shach, again, clearly understands this halacha differently, and that the Ramban's prohibition is limited to derech chiba. Chiba means it's intimate, it's a sexual nature. But absent of that, it's not even asur midirabbanan. And this, of course, would explain, and it's important to explain, what would be the shita of just a regular doctor. How is a woman allowed to go to a male doctor? Does she have to only choose women doctors? So the answer is no, he's a professional. It's not derech chiba, chas v'shalom. Yes, there's been cases like that, but that's not the norm. And then we have to go, okay, I don't have the exact, I mean, I personally will tell you what my level I think is, yes, sir? Very good question. Excellent question. I raised it last night as well. Yes. No. Because he's a professional, we might think it is, and it used to be the policy, very interesting, that when a doctor would want to give privacy, he would lock the door So nobody can get in. So he's right, because the woman, let's say, is not dressed appropriately. He doesn't want anybody just to walk in by mistake. Nowadays, it's the opposite. Either he does lock the door, but the nurses always have the keys because of malpractice, or he has to leave the door unlocked so that anybody can come in any time. It's a good question. How far do we go with this? Right? So what do we say? What about the Walmart question? I want to go get my hair cut. Right? I don't want to go. It happens to be the barbers in the local Camp Misora. They're not good enough for me. Even though they're $10 only. I'm very careful with who I go to. So I want to go to the famous salon of Walmart. So maybe Pshasat Chak, I call it. Once in a while. To go to the same person all the time, I think, is usher. Once in a while would be fine. No problem. What about a physical therapist? Again, it's a professional thing. I personally think it's not a good idea. Try to get a male physical therapist. If you were a guy that goes for a massage, totally usher to go to a woman. Forget about it. But any sort of thing that is a professional thing, we generally say would be usher. Rav Moshe, we'll get to in just a moment, says that if you're that guy, if you're still 18 or 17 years old, and even going to a doctor as a woman is going to excite you, it's usher midoraisa for you. Because it could lead to something. And here we stop for a moment and we go to Rav Moshe's tshuva on this exact topic. And Rav Moshe was asked this awesome question of Igris Moshe, Simon, Eben Ezer, Chelek Bey, Simon Yud Dalet. He said like this. B'dover halicha b'subvei u'babus. A person's going on the subway or the bus. It's New York City, and it's rush hour. Oh, baby. And they're pushing and they're shoving. Inevitably, I'm going to be touching a girl. And if I went to DRS, and if I went to Rambam, maybe not, but if I went to DRS, I'm just kidding. Right? If I went to, this is the first time I ever touched a girl in my life. Right? Okay, fine. Not, maybe not. Okay, if I went to South Shore, I don't know, whatever you want to bet. So is it mutter? How can I be a yeshiva bacher now going on the subway at 8 o'clock in the morning in New York City taking the E-train? How can this be mutter?
It's not your fault.
She says, it's not your fault. Yishkoich, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. So you could be like, Esther? What does that mean? It's not your fault. Good question. So he says like this. Shekashim is alza migiyah l'dichifa b'nashim im mutter az lecha b'shasu. He says, hanei mitzat hanegiyah? V'dechifa banashim, you're pushing as lekashim iser mishum de'ein derech taiva. Again, we're taking this Rambam, like the Shach told us, and said it's not a taiva. I hope it's not a taiva. He ends the tshuva by saying, if it's a taiva, that's something different. And maybe you could argue, says Rav Moshe, we'll just do it outside for a moment. If it's your wife, it's more of a difficult because she's a nida, let's say, and now it's your own wife, and we said we're more machmir when it's your wife. So maybe you have to tell your wife, go in another subway car, I need to be with these ladies here. It sounds weird. But a stama woman, most people don't think about it. The Afa Rambam Shesova Shehu Bilav Deloti Kuru Doraisa. Even if you hold that he says Midoraisa, there's no Derech Taiva here. It's only Mr. Derabanan. Ubashach, we quoted, Mutter Labal B'makam Sakana. It's only Mr. Derabanan, and it would be Mutter. That's what he says. And that's why the minhag is pashas yarofim. Yisraelim of Shamshim Dov, they're allowed to check women and mamash touch them because there's no problem over there. V'yafu pi ladina din hashem acheres. The ef shel yidasim nanachri is like iser shelo b'derech taiva l'kulei alma. You're going to say maybe it only applies to a non-Jew because there's less than iser. Doesn't matter. The Mishnah Berurah already quotes that this is also for everyone. Goy ben pnuya, doesn't matter. And Rav Moshe ends that there's not an Isser over here because it's something that hopefully we don't think about. It's just something that happens in the course of action. And therefore, one could argue the same thing. In the course of pushing, so the girls, Nebuchadnezzar, are going to touch you as the waiter. Or maybe even Nebuchadnezzar, girl doesn't know. She says, excuse me, waiter? Can I have more poppers? So yeah, it is appropriate. You're allowed to say to her, excuse me, you could ask me, but please don't touch me, right? We'll talk about that in a moment. But according to Rav Moshe, it appears to be that it would not be the strictest of Isurim. And this is very important. So let's go on to what we just said. What about... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so the guys asked me yesterday, I'm not 100% keen on this. The different Rabbanim say different things. Where does it start? Where does it end? 3, maybe a little bit too machmir. Maybe 7 is the age I've seen. I've seen 9. But certainly 11, 12, for sure, everybody says is asar. 10, 11, for sure. Right? This would apply. I'm talking about now cousins. Right? The same thing. You're not supposed to touch them. Oh, so thank you very much. In that, right. So that was the... What? What do you mean? No, it's not.
Shulchan Aruch says, those who you have no title for, such as your aunt, your wife, and your sister, you should still not touch them.
You have to show me that Shulchan Aruch. What I'm aware of is, excuse me, for what I'm aware of only, I could be schooled, that's totally fine. The Isser applies, does not apply to your mom, your grandmother, and potentially your sister, unless it's something that's on a more consistent basis. By Yichud, we say 30 days, you shouldn't live with your sister. But that would be mutter. And there is a chumra here with girls. But when it comes to your aunt, your first cousin, anybody that's close to you, your niece, those are all Isurim. What? What?
Those are mutter arayas, besides for your aunt.
They're not? What do you mean they're mutter arayas? They're mutter because you can marry them?
Yeah.
You're saying by aunt, you can't marry them, so what?
Cousin.
No, that's not because it's not derech taiva. That's just because you can't. That's the isur of arayos. That's an achrimos. But there's still an arayos there. We assume that when it comes to your mother, when it comes to your grandmother, when it comes to your sister, there's not arayos. The person isn't thinking. There's no derech taiva. I don't think we say the same by aunt. Yeah.
Come on. It's not true.
What's not true?
The taiva by your aunt.
You don't watch Jerry Springer, I guess. No, okay, right.
I hear first cousin, but I don't hear a 60-year-old man.
So you want to interpret the
right.
I'm not gonna go crazy on you. You want to interpret that according to, it's so funny that we're picking on the Rambam who says Anissa Daraisa, but this Derech Taiva is gonna be. So if you don't mind, if you just let me go one more step to the handshake, I think it would make this more clear, and maybe you have a rye over there. So here's what different shitas are. So again, just to end Rav Moshe's tshuva, Rav Moshe writes, "Aval im yadua shehi yavo lidei hiur yesh lemanei, should not go on the subway during this time." And it's better not to if he knows that this is a type of this. So there are different ways of learning out this famous handshake question. Right? There's different ways we can learn it out. So one possible way is that we can say that when it comes to the handshake, so ein derech taiva gadol mizu, right? Meaning, let's explain what's happening here. In all cases, please understand this is what I'm talking about. She extends her hand to you. You're not extending your hand. She says, "Hey, how are you? I can't believe we finally get to meet you and interview you." And you say, "Sheikzach tu." Right? So we understand already what the issue would be. I wouldn't say that, but I'm saying we understand. So comes Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, my Rebbe, and says as follows. There is a Yerushalmi in Maseches Sota Perek Gimel that says, I have a question for you. V'hakoyin, the pasuk says, Minyaches Yado, Tachas Minifa. He took the Sota and he had to do something called Minifa, and he would hold her hand, he would be on top of the hand, and now one's going to say, wow, if you were to pick any woman in the Torah that there's a possibility of a problem, it's that Sota woman. There's clearly something there with her, right? She was accused of something pretty bad. Either in a few minutes, her stomach's going to blow up, and it really happened. How can it be mutter, says the Gemara, says the Yerushalmi. So maybe he says, Mivia Mapa, the high school heter. I hold my girlfriend's hand, but we wear gloves. No. Very quick rejection of that. No. Peinu Chatz says, no. Maybe it's a Kohen Zaken. They bring this 90-year-old coat. You can't even... They say, no. Afilu Tamir. Maybe Ein Yetzar, the Korban Aida says no. Kohen Bachuari could be a strong Kohen. Why? Because Ein Lachush Lehirsha Ein Yetzar Motzi Lefnei Sha'av Mu'udetes. In this Kedusha time, where the Kohen's doing this, he's not thinking of anything other than the Kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shailah. And therefore, Rav Aaron said, in a Shas Tzchak, not in a every situation, but in an emergency situation, you go ahead, have to do this. She extends a hand, you could shake her hand. And this is similar to what the Nishmas Chaim says. He says you shouldn't do it. You should make sure to try to get around it. There's a great Sefer Workplace in Halacha. I know a lot of the guys that are going to the workplace read it. I have not read the Sefer, but apparently, you know, I believe his name is Rabbi Wasserman. So he says, you know, you should try to have, you know, a book in one hand, your briefcase in the other hand, and now it's just awkward. Or go, oh, you want to see my hand? No, no, you don't. Okay, I didn't think so. The question is, you can't do that all the time. But says in the Shavos Chaim, if you can't avoid it, but he says, you can get around it, but if not, he says, you shouldn't say, those Jews are crazy, right? You go into Walmart, let's say, in Norwich, and they hardly see Jews. Right? And they're looking, they see that yarmulke, and they see the, they know the horns are underneath. And they have some good experiences. Well, thank you so much for helping me. And she puts her hand out, and you don't shake it. She goes home now, and what does she say to her husband? You know, the Jews, they don't shake non-Jewish people's hands, man or woman, because we're inferior to them, it must be. She just made this up. And he says, oh yeah? I'm going to go to that camp today, and I'll do something. Or he's a tow truck driver. And a guy, Nebuch, gets stuck, he won't pick him up because he thinks that's the way the Jews are. That's a derech mishugayim. They don't understand why you're doing it. You weren't able to explain it. Rav Moshe Feinstein does not at all ascribe to any heter here. And he writes that he thinks that it's usher. Pasha de usher. He says, yesh ladun lekaf schus. People that do it. But Kasha, he writes, Lemaisa Lismachase. He says, there are people who have some sort of heter. It's better not to do it. And he writes this in Igros Moshe as well, in Chelek Alasim, in Kuf Gimel, Pasha Ja'asar. The strictest view ever, which I find a little comical, I apologize that I'm such a inappropriate person, but Rav Moshe Sternbach, who's known to have very strict tshuvas that are machmir, quotes the story. The Sipar Hashoyl. She'achar chalach l'shoyl is ha'goyin Rav Moshe Feinstein v'hishiv she'medaktik lasas mitzura b'oifun she'nekar she'ein zederachiba mutar. It's unbelievable. He quotes that Rav Moshe, we just said Rav Moshe says usher. Somebody told him Rav Moshe says you got no choice, you can go ahead and do it. He says, how can he say that? How can he say it's not derech taiva? He says it has to be that it's usher. And he goes ahead and tells a story about the Chazon Ish. The Bacher was a very strange story. He goes to Shana Aleph and it's going really well, and now he wants to go Shana Bet, and he asks his father. His father's not religious. His father's like, all right, new, have a good time. Now Shana Gimel turns into Shana Dalet, and now his father's like, all right, we got to talk. He says, listen, you know I got a lot of money. If this is really what you want to do with your life, you want to learn your whole life, I'll support you. But since you now you're becoming religious, I got to tell you something I should have told you a long time ago. You're adopted, and I am not the... No, I am the father, but your mom is not the mother. Right? Either you're adopted or your mother adopted you. I'm the father, but... He says, listen, you're going to come back to America, I don't know, twice a year maybe. I understand the halacha. For some reason, he knows the halacha. You can't hug her, you can't kiss her, but I just want you to shake her hand. Shake her hand, that's all I'm asking you. Show some sort of love to you. Since you're 3 years old, you didn't know any better. So says Rav Sternbach, we would think that maybe this would be mutter. So says, no, the Chazon Ish there says, I'm just looking for the Lashon. Ready for this? Ube'emes, he roi la'amoid al-kach, shelo negas chas v'sholom, b'toyrus ha'kadusha. Should be usher. And he says, v'nire preaches mamish. And he says that it is an Isser, like all Isserim, Abed Zrayu of Gilu Arayas, Yorek Vel Yavor, better not to take the money, die, I'll Kiddush Hashem for that. This is like a little bit Beis Yosef-like, that we said that Machlekes. Sounds a little bit, maybe a lot of bit, crazy. But that's what he says. So, I just wanted to point out that this crazy thing that people say about the switching of the seats, and it's not so crazy, because if you're a Jew who holds like this Beis Yosef and holds the Rambam's Issa Daraisa, and you've been in a society where you've never even looked at a woman, and you refer to your wife's friend as Mrs. So-and-so, you're more machmir. Aye, it has to be done in the appropriate way. And in fact, the RCA put out a resolution in 2017, January 18th, saying it's usur for you to ask another person to take the seat. We don't believe this. We hold from Rav Moshe Feinstein. It would be mutter to sit next to a woman, even on the plane. And don't go crazy about it. But we understand. I'll be very honest with you. I think it's better not to sit next to a woman on the plane. And I'm very happy when the many trips that I have to take, I don't sit next to a woman. And I do try, if possible, not to sit next to a woman. I think it's a wonderful thing not to sit next to a woman. Sometimes it's not a wonderful thing to sit next to a man. What are you going to do? As far as the shaking of the hand, the famous shita of Rav Soloveitchik is to give the cold fish, what I call the yeshivish handshake, like this, I don't know. I meet with some business associates, and that's the way they shake their hand, and I say to them, what do you think I am, a woman? Like, why are you, shake a strong handshake? No, they don't do it. Rabbi Willig took Rav Soloveitchik and says, the problem with that is it's not a good business move. You have to do a strong handshake, like mamash, you're almost crushing her hand. That actually will, you'll be fine with that. I don't think, in my opinion, I've interviewed a lot of people, if somebody shook my hand like that, I probably would not give them a job. I would be like, what is this person, a weakling? They won't be able to, you know, I could go, and he would probably blow down. So I don't know. There are those that are machmir. There are those that are able to get around it and able to say, maybe it's okay, you know, if you don't mind, I'm very sensitive. Well, my wife's crazy. She doesn't want me touching anyone. Whatever it is. I don't touch any women. Doesn't matter who it is. Okay. And there's famous stories we don't have time now to go into. The famous stories with the Chabad rabbi, the Queen of England. And he was supposed to shake her hand and he got very nervous. And they told him, no, you have to shake her hand. Don't worry. She's going to be wearing a glove. He says, that doesn't help. We already learned that in the Yerushalmi. And Baruch Hashem, he davened to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and when she got up to him, she just bowed her head, and she knew that she can't touch him. And then there's a famous story about Rav Avadya Yosef, when he won the Israel Prize, Golda Meir went to shake his hand, and he said, nothing doing, I'm not shaking your hand. And then there's another story, I don't remember who it was, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, I forgot who it was, again with the Queen of England, and it was embarrassment, because he wouldn't shake her hand, and later they sent an official letter apologizing to the chief rabbi, saying that we made a mistake. And the protocol is that Orthodox men should not, she didn't know. Nobody briefed her, and you were right, we were wrong. So there are different ways of getting around it. Again, sometimes a person has to do it. Yes? I don't know, you have to ask him. I'm not sure. Yeah.
A what?
Yeah, but they're going to do that every single time. That's the problem. That's why I don't like that. It's a great suggestion for a one-time thing. I had a guy ask me this nutso question, and this really bothered me. Yeah, so maybe you can say, oh, I have a cold, excuse me. You can lie for sure. So this guy says to me, he's on an internship, and he says, Rebbe, I remember your shurim about this. And there's a girl, she's part of the intern group, and she likes to go up to guys and give them like a little massage. He's like, it's not derechib, it's mutter, right? I'm like, are you crazy? Of course that's usur. There's certain things you have to say straight out, right? I'm sorry, you can't do that. My friend sat next to someone, I apologize, I don't know the name perfectly. Bar Rafaeli, thank you. He sat next to Bar Rafaeli on the plane. He said it was the worst flight he ever had in his life because he was afraid, even though he was in first class with her, and you almost cannot fall on her because it's so wide that he was afraid he would get... And in back of her, there was an armed guard. So... Again, a person has to change your seat. Yes, I like what Rav Chaim Revolution says. Nishwas Chaim. Rav Chaim Berlin says that he says, we're not Meshugayim. There are certain cases of Mutter. So go back to the case with the ant. And I hear what you're saying. And I, Chatasi Ani Masker, and maybe I'm not Chatasi Ani Masker. I have an ant, and she every so often will give me a kiss, and I don't do anything about it. I don't kiss her back, but I let her kiss me. This whole thing with the ages, and she's ugly, and she's
But if you're telling me that it's a private thing,
so it's not. You're right. 100%. So we don't say, okay, so yes, but I can tell you the same story about a girl who's 18 years old, who I don't think is pretty, and she starts starting up with me, and I'll be like, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to do anything with her. She's 18 years old and ugly. She's the ugliest girl in my high school. Ah, and guess what? You marry her. I'm saying, I understand there's a big difference. But I've also, I'm one that used to watch a show that showed me that this happened. That somebody married a 75-year-old person and he was 40. I'm saying, you're right, but there has to be some level where you just stop and say, this is not what a Jew does. And again, I'm going to do it in the right way. If I can't speak to my aunt appropriately, my mom says it, right? And it's just a little, there are heterim. I've seen big gedolim give heterim like this. Not a joke. Yeah.
Why would it just have to talk to your relatives?
Go ahead.
I mean, should it just matter if it's Derech Chiba or not?
No. So again, maybe I misinterpreted the Derech Chiba so that you're, because I see everybody's kind of stumbling on the Derech Chiba. There are certain things that doesn't matter what. Chibuk v'nishak, we always say is Derech Chiba.
Yeah. Why is that relevant?
So again, we will say, it seems like, let's say I call this Mishap, meaning, again, she puts the hand out, Darche, Darche Noam, it's so embarrassing, he or she, if it's also, it's also you're saying.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? So their Shasat Chak does exist in Halacha, where we say, like the case, one second, the case of the woman who's your wife, and you need to take her pulse, and I'm not even a doctor, and what? Right, and I even see this when it comes to pregnancy. Your wife's giving birth, and technically she's a nida. So there are people who are mekel and say, if it's shas at the chak and there's nobody else, and she relies on you, and you're the only person she wants to hold her hand, there's something to be said. There's a halacha like that, right? And it can't lead to anything. I'll give you another shas at the chak case. Your wife's going to you're going on vacation together, and Nebuch, it just turns out that things happen sometimes, and she's a nida. You didn't plan the perfect vacation. But in the middle of vacation, she's going to go to the mikvah. Except where do you find yourself? Turks and Caicos. And guess what? There's no Chabad in Turks and Caicos, which is surprising, I know. If they're on the moon, how can they not be in Turks and Caicos? Okay, in Achanami. Maybe I'm wrong, but let's make up whatever country. Mozambique, whatever you went. You go to a country nobody heard of. That's the new Zach, if you're from. You have to go to somewhere nobody heard of. Okay. So now you call your rabbi, so she can't go to the mikvah. He says, what do you mean? The biggest mikvah in the world there. It's called the Indian Ocean or whatever, the Pacific, whatever, wherever it's near. Says, I know, but she doesn't have, she needs a woman, a shomeres. In Israel, balanit, they need somebody who's going to watch her go in, because potentially we're afraid she'll go in and her hair will be sticking up, and then she's not. So he says, don't worry about it. Halacha says, you're allowed to. I'm allowed to do it? Me? After we got, it's called shas atchak. We don't think, b'shat mutos kazu, like the koyein, you're going to now try to do something with her the second before she's going to be kaddish in a second. So even though normally it's not allowed, we would allow it. So Shas Chak does apply for sure in Halacha. Yes, sir. Emergency situation. Shas, a time. Chak is, there's nothing else. Can't do it. Again, I think this situation. She sticks her hand out. You see the embarrassment. Everybody's looking. And so you put out the strong handshake and you're not thinking about anything other than, that's what we say. Yeah. Yeah. So I think there are certain things, yes, the handshake, yes. But if she says, I want to give you a hug and a kiss, that's exactly what I'm saying. That we say there are certain things that are always, there is no tshuva you're going to find.
I'm saying in terms of allowing a handshake.
Because handshake, we say, is not derech taiva, where all the poskim say when it comes to a kiss or a hug, because that's called derech taiva. That's what the world calls derech taiva. I don't care if you live in France and that's the way people greet people. That's called derech taiva. I don't care if you're, I don't want to give name of towns where that's something that's done, or that's something that was done in the 80s and the 90s, and therefore we grandfather it in. It's still us, sir. Because that's generally called something that's derech taiva. That's it. That's how it goes. I just want to end off with one thing. We could ask questions after Meir, if we have to daven Meir. And I think this is a great way to end. The Ohol Yaakov, a sefer, says in the name of the famed Poisek, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Goldwich's Rebbe. There was a woman, once had a woman sit next to him on the bus that he took regularly to buy a Bergan. He regularly sat behind the bus driver and people avoided sitting in the second seat out of respect. He was behind, there was an empty seat always next to him. In this instance, the bus driver noticed the situation. A woman gets on the bus and she's like, hey, Rav Shlomo Zalman. I can't believe it. Open seat? Sure, I'll sit next to you. The bus driver is about to turn around and say, get out of that seat now. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's motions don't do anything. Rav Shlomo Zalman caught him before the act and allowed him to continue driving. A few stops later, Rav Shlomo Zalman went off the bus, still not having reached his destination. Upon being questioned by his students who took interest in this occurrence, he explained to them he did not feel comfortable sitting next to a woman, even though it is permitted from the letter of the law. On the other hand, he didn't want to embarrass her, and if he got off at that stop, she would say, oh, look at frum people, they won't even sit next to me. Therefore, he got off a few stops later. There's no way she would know that he still has to walk another mile. And that was an ultimate, in my opinion, Kiddush Hashem. He didn't embarrass her. But, again, not us, sir. But try to get around it, just like I told you this case. If you can get around sitting, you shouldn't have a long... I remember we once had a panel of Rabbeim about business halacha. And Rabbi Fass was there. We quoted Rabbi Fass before. I called him again. And he gave great... He says, I'm just going to tell you two things of advice. One, if you have an office, always leave your door open if a woman comes in. Or have a window in your office. And always leave it open. And number two, never, ever go on a plane with a woman that's not your wife and sit next to her. You never sit next to someone you know who's the opposite sex. Never. Unless it's your wife. And you want to. Right? It's awesome. That's great advice. Casual, 3 hours, you're on a plane, or you're going to Eretz Yisrael 11, 12 hours. It's crazy. So, I'm not one of these people who get up and make a move. But if it happens, it's great. I once had a situation where I was sitting in the bulkhead, the chush of a bulkhead seat, and a guy gets on from Efrat. What a nice guy. We're talking a little bit. And next to us, some man who happened to be very tall. He was going on one of those Christian missions to Israel. And he started talking to him, and he said, oh, my wife's sitting in the back of me. Would you mind? The guy said, sure, I'll switch. You could sit next to your wife. And he thought it was a better seat to sit in the aisle anyway. And I looked at the guy. He said, chutzpah. Why don't you ask me permission? I don't want to sit next to the woman the whole flight. And I turned out I was 100% right. She wouldn't stop talking to me about her dream was to meet a rabbi one day. And then she goes, wait a minute, aren't you on YU Torah? No. She found out that I was a rabbi. And then she's talking to me about this, da, 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 and then this, and that. And then finally she gave me the speech about the Jesus speech. Why don't I? And I said, okay, we're done talking. Right? It's uncomfortable. Again, this is a very, very important, if not the most important shiur you'll hear the entire summer from me, on the topic, because don't kid yourself. I'm in the business world, Rabbi Isai. I have a million stories I could tell you, unfortunately. This is the biggest taiva. Remember the Rambam that we saw? Rambam wrote this a long time ago. It applies today even more than ever. It's a huge taiva. It's something we have to curtail and be very careful about. Shkoyach.